Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gents. It's the Ladies of Liverpool podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. And it is important that we say ladies and gents this week because this is something for everyone. We might be talking about a subject that's pretty taboo, that men don't feel very comfortable hearing about, but we're chatting all about periods, how you shouldn't be embarrassed about it, how we need to be more open about it, because we're living in a time where a lot of young people are dealing with period poverty. Now, if you've been watching the news or listening to it, you'll know that times are changing. It looks like hopefully for the better. But in the meantime, we're relying on two ladies to deal with this massive issue. Have you heard of Redbox Sefton? Two ladies going about the business and funding sanitary products. We're not allowed to call them those. Period products. And you'll hear exactly why we have to choose our wording carefully. It's all in this podcast this week. So dads, for pads, you're going to learn all about that. We're going to talk about what's actually going on in our schools and go through our own memories of how we learnt about our periods. It's an important listen this week, so please share it. And if you can help out with this brilliant charity, these ladies are looking for you. I don't know how you're listening today, but whether you're listening via iTunes, you're on the website, please share the link that you're listening from. Let everyone know exactly what's happening so they too can join the gang. It's Ladies of Liverpool, and this is Redbox Sefton.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Sat here with two amazing ladies doing great things in our city, working around Sefton with something that's called the Red Box Project. So tell me more, ladies. First of all, introduce yourselves. Mandy, what is it that you do?
Hi, I'm Mandy. I'm the lead coordinator for the Red Box Project for Sefton, mm-hmm. and actually founder the Red Box Project for Sefton as well.
So this came from you?
For our area, the Red Box Project is a national organisation and they have them in different boroughs in the country. But people only set them up if they think there's a need in their area. So I sort of read or heard something about period poverty just before Christmas and contacted the Red Box and found out there was nobody in the Sefton area at all. So I thought, right, I'm going to set this up. So that's what I decided to do.
Okay, so you knew there was a demand for this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm primary teacher by trade and I do a lot of supply.
So firsthand, you could see the need for this?
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness that you took it upon yourself to do something like this. So thank you. And also we've got Chloe, who's in charge of like social media and building awareness for this brilliant campaign. Chloe, on a daily basis, this must be quite a fulfilling job for you.
Yeah, it's incredibly fulfilling to see the different boxes going into schools and to know how many schools we're supporting. I came to this project myself because I remember what it was like as a young woman, didn't have much money on my period, a lot of shame associated with that. And the idea that sort of 20 odd plus years later, this is still an issue was just horrifying to me. So when I saw Mandy raising some awareness on social media, I contacted her straight away and said, I want to be involved with this. I want to help. So my role really is supporting Mandy as a second coordinator. And then also doing the social media, raising awareness and helping to organise events.
So this is two women in our city just getting together, seeing that there's a need for something. There's young people out there that need help in an area that they mightn't be outspoken about. It's not something they want to step up and shout from the rafters about.
And it's still such a taboo subject, even this day and age. I mean, I remember when I started my period, I was 11 and it was like late 1970s, early 80s, and it was still a taboo subject. And we're further down the line, and people still do not talk about it. It's a normal, natural thing that happens to every young woman from the age of 9, even now, right on top into your 50s. Yeah. It affects us every single month. We've got nothing to do with it, and it's normal and natural. Mm-hmm. Yet there's such a taboo about the fact that women have periods.
So Redbox, as an organisation, for people who don't know, because I didn't know until I sort of looked into it and spoke to you two girls, what is Redbox?
Redbox, it's part of a national organisation. that aims to alleviate period poverty for our young women. So many girls are missing school because they cannot afford period products. They can't afford period products. That means they can't afford the towels or tampons. They're missing school because they are too ashamed and embarrassed and they just don't have those products. And if you actually calculate it over the year, you can have a young woman who is missing at least 2 months of her school education a year. That's a lot.
That is a lot, isn't it? Yeah. What a sad state of affairs that we're living in a time like this, where you click onto social media and you've got young people, teenagers, boasting about designer clothes. And when you get to the bottom of it, a lot of our children can't afford these basic products.
Something that is basic and it's, you know, classed as a luxury. It is not a luxury. We need, women need period products. I keep saying sanitary. It's not even sanitary because we associate that with being something unclean.
You've got a thing about this.
I do. It is period products. Yeah. It's what it is. We menstruate. It's a period. That simple as that. And we've got to, again, get rid of all the taboo about the language and start talking about it in general to stop it. This would also help alleviate people sort of being ashamed to ask for help and not being able to go and get the products that they need.
That's right. So you go in, girls, with your red box, mm-hmm. and it's filled with what?
Oh, well, we have it in our boxes. We have, if it's for primary school, so it's a slightly smaller box, and inside there we'll have different types of pads, no tampons at all, mm-hmm. some with wings, some without wings, different flow, so to light flow, to heavy flow, because just because you started your period doesn't mean to say that you're not going to be having a heavy flow.
Yeah.
And then we have a change of underwear, sometimes a change of tights. We have the bags, the knickers are in little red bags with our stickers on. Mm-hmm. And then we have bags to put your soiled underwear in. And we have deodorants and wipes as well.
Ladies of Liverpool.
You think about these little ones, don't you? And I can remember being, you know, I didn't start my period until I was about 14. So I spent from when I was about 9, I was going to school with a bag with fresh knickers in, your little towel in that your mum gave you to put in your bag.
I did for my two. I've got two daughters.
Yeah.
And
it's almost like that's what you're doing for the youngsters that might be lucky enough to have a parent or a guardian to talk things through with them and to give them these things that are provided. As I said, I didn't start my period until I was about 14, so every member of my class did before me.
And probably pinched your stuff.
They were
as well.
All in my knickers and in my towels, and I go back to mum and go, I gave them to such a one today, gave it to such a one today. So this is a lovely thing for parents as well, listening to this, who want to go, oh, my child's getting to that age. You're not mentally prepared for your child growing up, but maybe this is something you can think about yourselves. But again, for the youngsters who just haven't got that support.
Mm-hmm. I didn't actually have that support, so my story is very different to yours.
Tell me your story, Chloe.
I had a stepmom that I didn't really get on with, so I didn't really have that relationship in terms of being able to talk about periods or ask for period products. So I was one of these girls that sort of made do or used me pocket money or went without. I didn't have a little packet that I went to school with or a change of underwear. I literally did make do.
Yeah.
I had to sort of felt like I needed to hide when I was on my period and that kind of thing. So I relate quite strongly to period poverty and these young girls that are struggling. And that's sort of why I do this, really, because I've been in that situation myself. And it's horrible. You know, it's really horrible. And I'd also say, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about later how people can help us. But I'd say that, you know, there's a lot of dignity in the pad that you use as well. So although we accept donations of all pads and we're grateful for all pads, for me, because I didn't have much money, I was using the really cheapest products I could buy. And that was horrible. Mm. You know, everybody likes or should have the dignity of having a decent pad for their period.
Yes,
and that's why I would say, you know, we don't always want sort of the designer pads, you know, like, all, it doesn't have to always be always, but perhaps not the chunky ones, because it's hard enough to not have and to go without, to then have to have, you know, it's like having Nick's trainers at school instead of Nike's. It's that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that kind of feeling of shame and feeling less than. So
my first period products were Dr. White sanitary towels, which were basically bricks.
Now, I know that name because, do you remember Doc Martin shoes?
Yeah.
My nan took me for a pair of those when I was starting school one September and asked for Dr. White's in the shoe shop.
Well, that's all we had.
And they laughed us out the shop, and I couldn't understand why everyone was laughing, and my nan was all red-faced. Yeah. I was so young at the time, and then I obviously learned.
Well, that's what we had. There was nothing else. It was not all these lovely, nice, slim ones you've got anymore. Yeah. So you're always there looking and asking, can you see anything? Can you see anything?
Yeah.
And they had these big bricks with like a string to hold them up, and they were horrible. So from personal experience, products, donated products are fantastic, but please not the bricks, because they are so uncomfortable and you're so embarrassed by them, because all you're doing, and they're just very chunky. And you can get for the same price the slimmer ones. Yeah. You know, we appreciate any donations, but please not the big thick bricks.
Well, the reason you two are doing this is so the youngsters aren't missing out on school. They're not feeling ashamed. They're not sitting at home using toilet tissue or napkins or whatever they can get their hands on because they're embarrassed to either go to the shop or they haven't got the spare money or the families haven't got money for these basic things.
Well, I must say, single mum. I had two daughters and there was a point where all three of us having periods at the same time.
Yeah.
And I didn't always have the money. Yeah. It was over £20 a month to buy for the three of us and everything else that goes with it, because you need different products. You need, obviously, for the start of the month, middle, nighttime ones. And it was sometimes it had been a choice between, well, do I get for my two daughters or do I get for me? So I obviously made sure my daughters would have the product. So I would make do and make probably have a towel in that was longer than it should be.
Yes.
So from, again, first-hand experience, I know what that struggle can be like.
We're in 2019. This is the state of the way things are right now, where two ladies like yourself are taking responsibility for this, because we've got families living in our city who are making a choice between keeping the houses warm, feeding the children, and period products.
Yeah, it's just not it's not acceptable to me at all. No. And the statistics show that 1 in 10 young women or girls they can't afford period products, and 1 in 7 struggle to afford them. And 48% of young women and girls are missing education, at least one day of education, due to having their period. And that's just, it's just not acceptable to me.
Yeah.
And I was really pleased to see that the government recently announced that they were going to fund period products in secondary schools and in colleges, but that needs to be extended to primary schools as well. We've got 80 primary schools, I believe, across Sefton, and more are approaching us every day asking us for
a
box.
Just Sefton alone. That's
from Formby Sefton. That's not Southport, including the Southport schools.
That's just from Formby towards
Bootle Ways.
Yeah,
there's so many schools.
And you've got 80 schools in that area.
Yeah. 80 primary schools. We've also got, Mandy, correct me if I'm wrong, 12 secondary schools. And then we've also got a number of college and institutions.
And special schools as well, with like the pupil referral or special schools. So we've made sure they've got boxes as well.
Yeah.
So there is a huge demand. And we all know, I mean, we are in an area of deprivation as well. So there isn't that money around. There is poverty. Mm. So the demand is very real. So the fact that we can get these boxes and the thanks that you receive, you don't do the thanks, you do it for the fact that these young women are going to be able to access products and not feel ashamed.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So in the school, once that box arrives, there's a little one, she's 9, 10, 11, she's in primary school, she starts a period. Does she go and speak to a teacher? Does she make herself known into the office? Is there a place where they can go and help themselves?
The official information is that the school, when I contact the school or school contacts me, I will send out information about what we do and what they should do.
And your recommendations?
Normally to have the box with somebody that these children will trust. So probably most times it's somebody like a learning mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be there. And now one of the schools that we have a password. So they had a meeting with all the teachers and all the girls, and they have this password. So once the girls say this password to the member of staff, then they are allowed to go and access the products on the box, which I think is really nice.
That's a brilliant way
so
to do it, isn't it?
Most of the primary schools as well, they've had an assemblies with the year 5, 6 girls. Well, not assemblies, like a chat with the year 5, 6 girls, explaining what's going on, that they're getting the red box and what to do if their period starts or they've already started but they need something. And so they should know where to go.
Yeah.
And also we make sure that when we send posters out, they're in additional language as well. So the girls who come from different countries, they're also aware that the boxes are in their schools for them.
It's almost like a girl gang, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like
it
saying
is a girl
we're
gang.
All in this together. We're staff. If the staff can stand there and just become human to these youngsters and say, you know, we know what it's like. It happens to us every month as well. And we've got you back. We're going to look after you. We're going to make sure you're clean and you're fresh and you're not worrying about
these
things.
It's the young girls
things.
Who basically have never been told. Because so many, again, of our young ladies have never been told about the periods. So for some of them, it's still a big shock to think, I'm bleeding. Why? What's happening?
It's dangerous, yeah. Isn't it? Blood to young
ones. And the fact
ones.
That they will eventually know that there is something there for them to help them and make them feel better, that is, to me, is just a wonderful thing.
So also, I was going to say as well, also, there's a lot of single dads as well, and they might not know how to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. So that box is also there for those young girls who perhaps can't have that conversation with their dad or perhaps feel a little bit embarrassed about it. That box can be accessed by those as well. So it's also to support.
So when it came to you then, Chloe, you were talking about this strain on a relationship with your stepmom, and when it came to your father, was he one of these dads who didn't feel comfortable talking to you about anything? So it was just left unsaid. You didn't have either adult in the home to talk to.
Yeah, that's exactly the situation. Yeah.
So who did you speak to then?
Friends, peers, that kind of thing. Yeah, school nurse as well.
Yeah.
I kind of started at 12, so 12, 13. So I knew it was coming, and some of my friends had had their period, and we'd sort of talked about it together as like you say, a group of girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was from there, really. And then I used my pocket money to get the period products that I sort of needed and relied a little bit on the school, because the school would supply some as well, yeah, for girls that didn't have it. But I was definitely one of those girls that used products for longer than I should have done, mm-hmm, and had a lot of shame about my period. But what's interesting about the shame and the taboo is that stays with you. I still have that shame around my period now. And even like when I'm on my period at home and I put the product in the bin, I worry if my husband's going to clean the bathroom and empty the bin. So I rush to make sure I empty the bin first. And I don't need to do that. My husband's fully aware I have periods. I'm a grown woman. He knows, you know, there's that time of the month. But I still have that shame or that stigma that needs to be hidden and that it shouldn't be talked about. And that I believe that comes from having those experiences as a child,
yeah,
and as a young woman growing up. And I just don't feel that should be a thing in 2019. It just shouldn't be something that we should still be tackling. I was shocked when I came across period poverty. I just didn't believe it was, you know, a thing.
No, most people still assume it's somewhere abroad, yeah, that it's the girls abroad that experience this. And when I said, no, I'm, you know, we're covering our local area, so many people have expressed their shock,
yeah,
that girls in our local area, you know, just literally down the road,
yeah,
cannot afford period products and miss school because they're having a period. And it's just, I think it makes you stop and think, wow, poverty is that close to home.
Yeah.
And I'll just echo that. I did an International Women's Day fundraiser via Facebook because we were really short of tampons. So I raised £75 via Facebook and bought tampons and then posted the picture of all the tampons. And a couple of friends that donated said, I didn't realise that this was for this country. I thought you were sending the money abroad. I had no idea that this was going on. And that then is great because it starts a dialogue, because you're then able to say,
yes,
to people, we've got this issue. This is how it affects our young women. This is what we can do about it. But so many people aren't aware that our young girls are struggling with this. And we just need to let people know that it's happening and what we can do to change it.
And we also need dads on board, men on board, because it's always a woman thing. But again, there's so many dad men. You have mums, nans, aunties, yeah, possibly, daughters, wives, partners. All of them will have had a period at some time in their life, or having one, going to have one, have had them. And we still exclude men from the conversation.
Yeah.
There's lots of families out there where they're split. So their dads might have the daughters at weekends or midweek. They need to be aware and not feel embarrassed about buying the products for their daughters because the daughters need them.
Yeah.
And the daughters should feel comfortable going to the dad asking, because that could also cause a problem around period poverty if they're with the dad and they're ashamed of asking the dad for help. What do they do?
That's it. Then you are relying on the schools to step,
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
It's funny because as I'm listening to you now and I'm thinking back at my childhood about things I haven't thought about for such a long time. And I can remember we used it as a tool to get my dad out of the living room if we wanted to watch the telly. So me and my sister, we used it like a weapon against him because they are so uncomfortable
about it. Yeah.
It's so bizarre,
yeah,
isn't it? But
yeah,
we go, oh, I've got pain. Oh, I'm really heavy this
it's
month.
It's a woman's thing. Like, leave
be
it
out of that door,
yeah,
in the dining room, reading the Echo,
yeah,
and we'd have the telly to ourselves. Yeah. Then on the other hand, one of my best friends, her dad, she used to just go to the office in school and phone him, and he'd go and get her sanitary products or
periods products
and bring them to school for her in his hand, not a bit
well,
of bother.
Well done that dad.
So, and you know, when you look back, and back then that was what, the early 90s, she made him that way. She put it on him, no dad, and she would talk about it with him and she told him everything and she'd send him the shop and off he would go, and he'd bring it to the point where he'd bring it for all of us in school. If someone needed it, we'd go, phone her dad, he'll drop some in. And he was really comfortable with it. So anyone listening to this, if this isn't your cue to strike up a conversation with the man in your house about periods, I don't know what is. You know, even just for the laugh of it at first, get them to understand.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And especially if you've got daughters growing up right now, make it so it's a conversation that happens in your house.
And don't hide your products. Don't put them in a cupboard. Leave them out. If you're having your periods, you're having your periods. Have them visible, because why should we be ashamed?
Like, there's no shame attached to it. None at all.
Just to go back to the talking about the dads, there is a great campaign at the moment called Pads for Dads, being run by Hey Girls, which is another company, sort of organisation. Yeah, Hey Girls are an organisation who are also attempting to tackle period poverty. Mm-hmm. And they're running a campaign called Pads for Dads. And what they're trying to do is, just like what we're talking about, is encourage dads to get involved in the conversation. So there's a hashtag Pads for Dads. And anybody that's interested can go and have a look at that. They've got a little promotional video and they're doing a whole campaign to try and get men more involved in the conversation, because it is important that men are involved in that conversation
and
as well.
That's not just a case of dads who are on their own, maybe bringing up daughters. That's in any family dynamic.
Well, it's men in general, from
just
young lad,
in.
You know, you've got brothers at schools, because again, we always segregate when we're having those talks. Boys go in one room, girls go in another.
Like a dirty little secret.
Yeah,
isn't it?
We all know, everybody knows what's going on. It should be inclusive. Boys should know as much about the periods than the girls, because it's something that we have, say, for 30-odd years. Yeah, 30-odd years of our lives, which is far too long, it is indeed. Yeah. But it's a fact of life, and boys, go get used to it. That's what happens with the women in your lives.
This conversation is giving me life right now. I'm loving every second of this. So involve the fellas, Pads for Dads. Look for the hashtag. Involve your family members.
Absolutely.
Stop shying away from it, making it this little secret that you have once a month. Leave your products out.
Definitely.
And speak to your schools as well, if you can help them out. But if people wanted to help you directly, tell me how they can do that. Where do we find you? What do you need from everyone listening?
So we're all over social media. So at the very least, we would love your likes and shares. That's also really important to us.
And they're searching for redboxproject.sefton.
Redboxproject.sefton, yeah. We also need donation points. So if there's any organisation across Sefton, a business who's happy to be a donation point, and that's somewhere where a member of the public can donate period products such as tampons, towels, knickers, all the information's available on social media of what we collect. That would be great if any organisations or companies want to get in touch.
And then we share the information as well. We share the fact that they're supporting us,
which
is good, because then it's publicity as well for them.
It is. And I know so many ladies listening to this podcast who have got salons, who've got clothes shops, boutiques, all these places that are selling women's products. Why not get involved and become a drop-off point?
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
If any organisation could be a donation point, that would be amazing. Equally, if you work in an organisation that wants to do a fundraiser for us, I work for the civil service and we've just done a month-long donation drive for the Red Box Project Sefton. So we've had a big red box in the middle of the office where people can donate period products, and we've had it in the middle of the room so everybody can see it, like a big post box. And our aim is to sort of fill that, and we've also done some fundraising events. So I'd just say to any organisation, if you could do a bit of fundraising for us, it raises awareness, gets those conversations started, because I've had lots of conversations with men in my office who previously have not talked about this before, so it's great for that. Please also get in touch. And then any members of the public that want to donate products can do so at any of those donation points.
But it's not just the period products we need, it's the fact that we need the little bags to put the knickers in, we need the brown bags to put the soiled underwear in, and they all cost money. And I say it's a voluntary organisation, we're not non-profit project. And we also, if people are wanting to sort of raise funds or donate in other ways, that would be fantastic as
well. So we can donate the cash as well.
Yeah. Which would be much appreciated, because we've put so much out of our own pockets into this project.
Because that's what you do. Yeah, to begin with, we just bought things ourselves because we had literally nothing.
But you've got the passion behind it, haven't you? It's so hard to take a step back. When you are sitting here, like, I can see now, you're just oozing this whole thing. You believe in it. Yeah. You've got your heart and soul buried into it. You want to then make it work by whatever means. So we can't leave it all down to you two. We've got to get involved.
We need the city behind us to help. It's not acceptable that this is a thing. We need the city behind us to help our young girls stay in education.
And as Chloe said before, even though the government have said they're going to help the secondary schools,
we all roll our eyes, don't we?
Yeah, well, won't go there. Primary schools need our support. Yeah. Youth organisations need our support. We've got a couple of youth organisations. I'm not going to say no to a youth organisation who's got young girls, again, school age, who go to their group and need products. So the demand is still very much there. Yeah. So the more support, the more help we can get, fantastic. And if my garage is even more full than it already is, I don't mind.
It breaks my heart thinking of these young girls with so much to deal with outside of this. Yeah. You know, there's so much pressure on these young ones these days. And if having a period is becoming so difficult to even get yourself into a classroom and continue with your schooling, we've got to make a change. This can't happen.
Yeah.
Not in our city.
Absolutely.
We need the whole city behind this. If you can, please step up, make yourself known on social media. Just find our ladies, redboxproject.sefton, Facebook, Twitter. Do your thing, girls. I know you're going to make me proud. Thank you so much for coming in and educating us all on something we didn't even know was going on.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.